2회 대표 기출 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you hear our school baseball team won the semifinal?
Yes, I can't wait to watch their final game.
Do you think they can win that game as well?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, are you looking at the restaurants for dinner this Friday?
Yeah. We have two choices, but I can't pick one.
Let me see. Oh, it says here that this one is under construction until next month.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention, please. This is the chief manager of the apartment maintenance office. Recently, there have been strange noises coming from the elevators in our apartment buildings. Also, many residents have been complaining that some of the buttons in the elevators don't work properly sometimes. To find out the cause of these problems, experts will conduct inspections of the elevators. The inspections will take place from Wednesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. During the inspections, The elevators will be shut down, so residents cannot use the elevators. We apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Lily.
Hi, Sean. Are you exercising?
Yeah, I'm just doing some stretching.
Oh, it's good for making your muscles flexible, right?
Not only for that, stretching can improve energy levels by making our mind and body more alert.
I can imagine. I think stretching can relieve stress as well.
You're right. It also increases blood flow to the muscles so you can feel less tired.
I see. I haven't thought about that benefit.
As you see, stretching is very good for your health in many ways.
I think I should do some stretching right away.
Of course. Let's do it together.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm here to pick up my clothes.
Okay. Can I have your name and phone number?
Peter Clark, 567-1234.
You left two shirts and two pairs of pants, right?
That's right. And I paid for them when I dropped them off.
You're right. I'll go get your clothes. Here you are.
Thanks. Wait, the stain on my pants wasn't removed.
Let me see. Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I'll remove the stain.
Okay. Can you do that by tomorrow? I have to wear the pants this weekend.
Of course I can. This time, I'll make sure the pants get cleaned completely.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Claire, thanks for inviting me to your housewarming party. Your living room is so cozy.
You think so? It took a long time to decorate. Those two cushions on the sofa? I made them myself.
They look comfortable. You're very talented.
Thanks. How about the clock on the wall? I bought it yesterday.
Oh, I like it. Look at the plant at the corner. Is it the one I gave you?
Right. It's growing well.
Good. Wow. You have my favorite magazine on the table.
Yeah. I like reading it while I'm on the rug.
You mean this round-shaped rug on the floor?
Yes. It's very soft. Why don't we sit on the sofa until the rest of my friends arrive?
Sure.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel, you look happy. What's going on?
I just got some happy news from my sister.
What did she say?
She gave birth to a daughter. I'm so glad I have a niece.
Congratulations. You are an uncle now.
Thanks. I already bought some baby clothes. I'm going to go to the hospital to see them today.
You should. Did you buy something for your sister too?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. She likes flowers, but I'm afraid I don't have time to go to the flower shop.
Why not?
I have to make an important document for tomorrow's meeting. What should I do?
Don't worry. I'm free after work. I'll go buy some flowers for you.
That would be great. Thanks.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 제이미의 송별회에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
David, have you handed in the science assignment?
Yes, I'm happy that I finally finished it. By the way, are you going to Jamie's farewell party tonight?
Yes, I am. It's so sad that she is moving that far away. You're coming too, right?
I really wish I could, but I need to go home early today.
Why do you need to go home early?
My grandfather is in the hospital, and my parents are going to visit him tonight.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have to go too?
No, my little brother will be at home alone, so I have to babysit him.
I see. You will take care of him.
Yes. Can you please give this present to Jamie and tell her that I'm sorry I have to miss her party?
No problem. I'm sure she'll understand your situation.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation for a rafting trip this Sunday.
Lovely. We have two options. A full-day trip costs $100 and a half-day trip costs $40. Children under 10 are half price.
All right. Do the prices include lunch?
Only a full-day trip includes a riverside barbecue lunch.
Okay, then I'd like to book a full-day trip for two adults and one 8-year-old child.
Beautiful. A full-day trip for two adults and one child.
That's right. Can I use this coupon from your website?
Sure. With this coupon, you get 10% off the total price.
Great. I'll pay in cash.
10번. 대화를 듣고 주니어 윈터 캠프에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Amy, have you got any special plans for this winter?
I was thinking of joining the junior winter camp, so I got this brochure about it. If you're interested, let's read it together.
Okay. What's the purpose of the camp?
It helps students boost their leadership skills.
Sounds wonderful. Wow. We can participate in lots of activities.
Yeah. Like hands-on workshops, team games, and even a treasure hunt.
It says the winners of the treasure hunt will get a gift card.
Cool. Why don't we sign up for this camp together?
I'd love that. How can we sign up?
We can do it online.
Oh, it says registration is limited to only 50 students. We'd better hurry.
11번. 스쿨 스포츠 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mr. Patrick, your PE teacher. I'd like to remind you about the upcoming school sports festival. As you know, this festival is held every 2 years. I'm glad to tell you the sports festival will take place on October 12th this year. There will be 5 competitions: basketball, soccer, volleyball, 100-meter run, and 400-meter relay. Each student can take part in a maximum of 2 events. Freshman dance teams will show their dance performances that day. I hope it will be a good chance for students to relieve stress and build friendship. If you have any further questions, please contact the PE department.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 텀블러를 고르시오.
Emily, what are you doing?
I'm looking for a tumbler for our camping trip.
That's great. If we buy a tumbler, we don't have to use disposable cups. Let's choose one.
What do you think for capacity? I think 1 liter is too much.
I agree. It's too big and too heavy. So, which material do you prefer? Stainless steel or ceramic?
Ceramic looks fine, but it can break easily. For camping, stainless steel is better.
You're right. And we should get one with a good hand grip.
Okay. A hand grip will make it easier to hold. Then we have 2 options left.
Which one is cheaper? I don't want to pay more than $40.
Me neither. Let's choose the cheaper one. Harry, you look angry. What's wrong?
My tablet PC is out of order.
That's too bad. Have you been to customer service to repair it?
Yes, I have, but I was shocked at the cost.
How much would it cost to get your tablet fixed?
It's as much as the cost of a new one.
You bought that one last year. Isn't it still under warranty?
I had a 1-year warranty, and the tablet died when it was 1 year and 1 week old.
How about asking the staff to be flexible about the warranty period? It was just 1 week.
Actually, I did, but the staff said the company is very strict regarding their warranty policies.
I'm sorry for that. So, what do you think you'll do?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. You remember we're meeting our college friends this Friday, right?
Yes, but I don't think I can join this time.
Really?
Yes, I'm busy with a new project at work these days.
Oh, no. We all have been looking forward to seeing you.
I'm sorry, but I'll have to work overtime this Friday.
I wonder if you can do the work earlier or later.
I wish I could, but it's a team project.
Oh, I see. Do you think you can come if we postpone the gathering to next Friday?
Well, I think I can, but I'm afraid it'll be a problem for our friends.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny and Kevin are high school classmates. Jenny is the president of the student council. She's busy preparing for the student festival, which is going to be held next month. She wants to invite many people to the festival. She thinks using posters is an effective way to promote the festival, but she's not good at drawing. Kevin is a member of the drawing club. He wants to participate in the festival in some way. When Jenny hears that, she wants to ask Kevin to draw posters for the school festival. In this situation, what would Jenny most likely say to Kevin?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon. Today on Amazing Animals, we will look at some animals with the ability to survive even the harshest circumstances. Have you heard of animals falling into a deep state of sleep in winter to survive the cold? Our first example is frogs. If you see a frozen frog that isn't breathing during winter, the frog is sleeping. Bears also sleep in the winter. During this sleep, bears don't eat or drink at all for 3 to 6 months. Another example is bats, the only flying mammal. In the winter, bats will sleep in caves either alone or in groups. Lastly, nearly all snakes experience some form of deep sleep state during winter. Isn't it amazing that animals overcome harsh winters through sleeping? That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow when we talk about insects.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon. Today on Amazing Animals, we will look at some animals with the ability to survive even the harshest circumstances. Have you heard of animals falling into a deep state of sleep in winter to survive the cold? Our first example is frogs. If you see a frozen frog that isn't breathing during winter, the frog is sleeping. Bears also sleep in the winter. During this sleep, bears don't eat or drink at all for 3 to 6 months. Another example is bats, the only flying mammal. In the winter, bats will sleep in caves either alone or in groups. Lastly, nearly all snakes experience some form of deep sleep state during winter. Isn't it amazing that animals overcome harsh winters through sleeping? That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow when we talk about insects.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은?